Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to Style Over Substance with me, Scarlett.
And I'm Mim.
And today we are discussing the designer things we wouldn't buy.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about things that we love, things that we cover, the luxury stuff that we see influencers have, all of that stuff. But we very rarely talk about things we would absolutely never buy or maybe have bought and regret buying. And are like no list.
Yeah. So
I think it'll be fun.
I think it's a great topic of discussion, to be honest, because although we like luxury, we don't actually buy a lot of luxury.
And I even think if funds permitted,
yeah,
I think when it comes,
if you had a lot of money, you would buy a lot.
I would, but I'm also, I would like to think I would still also, like, there are still certain things I just would never. And I'll get on to that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the boring part of me is like, would I ever buy anything I could outgrow? You know? But if I had a lot of money, yes. Right now, if I could grow out of that, maybe not.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, like, size-wise, not like... I mentally have outgrown this.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I came across a list, an article of 7 luxury items you'll regret buying, and I want to know if you agree with the list,
right?
If you think it's ridiculous, and any notable mentions that you want to add to the list as well.
Yeah, okay. I'm ready.
So the first one, very weird. It said designer handbags.
I don't agree.
So let me explain what it says. It says some people throw tens of thousands of pounds, dollars, on designer handbags for the name alone. I kind of agree and disagree, though.
I get really annoyed, and it's a real thing on the internet at the moment, sometimes positively and sometimes negatively, of comparing, like, a coffee habit for a year and being like, drop your coffee habit, you could save X amount of money and that can be a deposit. Oh, like, you know, and then there are other ones that, like, trust me, that's not going to get you a deposit, go have your coffee. But, like, I think the annoying thing of, like, just of all quantifying the amount of money is, like, maybe they don't want another mortgage. Like, they've all clearly probably got a house that they're spending tens of thousands of pounds. Maybe they don't want a second property. Like, not everybody just wants to accumulate, or, like, not everyone's planning for their succession. Some people are just living their life. They're living in the moment. Some people might not have children. Like, what are we doing it for?
You have to.
Some people are doing it just to live a good life.
You have to spend some of your money.
Enjoy
your
life. You
have to enjoy some of your money. And things don't always have to make sense. Enjoy them.
Exactly. And it's great if people want to pass on their fortune and all of that stuff, but it's also absolutely fine if you don't want to give your kids any of your money.
Yeah,
like, then, like, you don't owe them it.
No.
And if you aren't gonna have kids, you go get your Chanel handbag, you go to Hermes,
blow your money whether you have them or not.
But
I also hate, with this first statement, I hate the generalization of people who buy designer stuff are spending tens of thousands. Most people can't afford that. Yeah. Yes, there are very wealthy people out there.
Like, the collective collection, maybe?
But it's
because,
like,
I'd like to think in the course of my life I'll accumulate enough bags for it to be.
Of course you will. God willing, you know? But it's the idea of, like, everyone who buys designer is really reckless and they just buy them for the namesake alone. And it's like, okay, well then you, Mr. Know-it-all, don't buy a Mercedes, because is that not for the brand alone, in the sense
of
luxury?
Go get a Honda instead.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's this idea that you're just like recklessly spending. You don't know anything about craftsmanship. You don't know anything about quality. That's why you buy luxury designer. You can, and then there's always
that. So, cars is a really good analogy, actually.
Yeah. What I also hate is they're like, I know this person, you know, these people in Turkey who make really great leather bags and they're equal to any quality that you could ever find anywhere else. Yeah. And you might as well spend a fraction of the price on those bags. And you're like, but are they cute though? Do the bags look good?
No, but also like for me, I have a real pride of owning the real thing.
Yeah.
Good sir, I'll go get you a Volkswagen and we'll swap out the logos and you see if you feel just as proud driving your Ferrari around. Yeah. Like, I want the pride of having saved, managed to buy and owning it. It's not like you're saying, like, don't deduce it or reduce it to like some fickle, I just want that. Like, there's a lot that comes with it. It's the same, like you said, with cars. Like, you see those men driving around in their Ferrari, look, checking who's looking, like...
And I love it
for
them.
And they're proud to own their Ferrari. Let me be proud to walk around with my Birkin.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, we live in capitalism, so...
Yeah.
For us to pretend like status doesn't matter is absolute bullshit.
Yeah.
It then basically says... if you're looking for long-term value and an ability to make a profit on it later, reselling luxury designer handbags is probably reckless. And again, I take issue with do not buy stuff with the idea of reselling it. Don't get me wrong. Now, sometimes...
People justify it a lot.
Yeah. Sometimes people, you know, it's when you invest a lot of money on something...
It's good to know you can get some money if you sell
it. Because sometimes you don't want to commit...
When the going gets tough.
Yeah. You don't want to risk that much. I understand that. But really, if you're not buying things because you love them, that's where you're going wrong. That's where if you're buying things just to buy things and just to follow a trend, that is where your problem lies, I think. And reselling is it's a fickle game.
But like, it's just the idea that they've narrowed it to these women just buy like loads of handbags and then they just resell them or whatever. Also, whatever. If I don't use my bag, I'll sell it.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I've just got rid of loads of clothes. I'm selling them for a fraction of what I even paid for them. Some of them probably were worn once, if not at all. And some of them I gave away for free to charity.
Yeah.
Like, resell doesn't have to be lucrative.
Mm.
Sometimes you just, if you're not using it, give it a new home.
Yeah. And you know what resells even worse than a designer bag? A non-designer bag.
I was like hoping you were taking it there.
I know.
And I was like...
When you looked at me, I didn't know what you were going to expect. But
I agree. I agree.
The next one, which I actually agree with this.
Okay.
Not for the reasons that you're going to think. But the next one in relation to designer items is unethically mined fine jewelry. Uh-huh. And the reason why I agree with it is I don't believe in buying designer fine jewelry. It's way overpriced. You can literally go to Hatton Garden and get them to make you the same thing. Materials better and quality, labor, better quality, to the size and the length and the shape that you want, that you might want to put a spin on it for cheaper.
Yeah.
The reason why I said it might not be the reason you're expecting is the idea of unethically. Now, if you know anything about precious gemstones and diamonds and things like that, is that there is very little workaround of buying mined jewels that are ethically sourced. They come from incredibly poor regions of the world, which are quite frankly exploited. And that's just the way it is. If you're going to buy designer jewelry in particular,
like saying, make sure your clothes are being made ethically. We like even them being made here, it's not. We know that if something's getting made in Bangladesh, like it's not in the best condition. Like it's the fact. It's the fact of the gems. It's the fact of fast fashion.
Yeah. I think it would be nice to
do our best to make sure that everything's ethically sourced. But when it comes to dimes especially, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. And I'm not complete
lab grown. Is that a real diamond? That's what I want to know. Would I rather cubic zirconia?
I would. You know why? Because they're very cheap.
I know.
And you can buy a lot of cubic zirconia that looks cute, special occasions, whatever, for a tenth of the price.
I'm going to be honest. And I like nice things.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd care if my ring was diamond or not.
Your engagement ring.
Yeah.
We need to have an episode about this because I have thoughts.
We actually should do an episode about
engagement rings.
Okay. There you go.
What do you think about finding
I agree. And my sort of reasoning is I don't really like when fashion houses try and do it all. I understand why. It's like, it's the whole thing. But I would rather go to Cartier, to a jewellery specific place.
But aren't they designer to you?
They
are. Like Boucheron.
Sure. But I would rather go to a more jewellered, catered. I'm more, in my head, I'm thinking am I going to go get some earrings from Dior?
Okay.
Only if they're costume jewellery would I. I would never get their fine jewellery. So I'd rather go to a place like Cartier or whatever where it's focused. Mm-hmm. However, I agree that there is such good jewellery out there with the same craftsmanship, if not better, that just doesn't have that logo on it. But then we just use that rationale for the handbags that are made with really nice leather in Turkey. But I have I think I wouldn't mind wearing a diamond, whether it was Chanel or not. I would mind. But also, I'm not really someone who wears copies. So I'm not going out there to a jeweler in Hatton Garden and saying, give me a Cartier love bracelet. I would go buy a nice bracelet. But
the point you made about why would I buy dupes of jewellery and not of handbags has really stumped me. Has really stumped me, to be honest. Is it because that
I think jewelry can be cheap and costumey. I think accessories we take more seriously. I know I certainly do. I mean, would I like lots of nice jewelry? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. But I agree. I don't think I would ever buy fine jewellery from
a fashion house. Designer fine jewellery is very expensive. We're not talking about $2,000 for a bag. We're talking about $30,000 for a diamond encrusted, necklace with whatever. It's just off the charts expensive. So I think that there's an element of the handbag is doable and the fine jewellery is not. A Cartier love bracelet with diamond is $6,000-$8,000. What, no, more than that, $10,000 or something.
Right? Yeah, everything just is really steep. Like the famous Dior Oui ring.
Oh yeah, that was very popular for a time.
Really popular. I love it. And actually, my old boss had that as her wedding ring.
Wow. She said yes.
Yeah, which I quite like. So she had a vintage engagement ring, and then she had the Oui on a different finger. And that was her wedding band, which I really rated. And I think that's a really cool idea.
Very cute.
It literally, hers was I don't even know if hers had, I think it probably just had the little diamond dot of the eye. That's £1,000 or £2,000. It's literally only got the smallest speckle of a diamond.
Dust. Yeah.
And it's crazy money.
Mm.
And is it nice? Yeah, it is. But could I get someone to make it for a fraction of the price? Probably.
Mm.
And I would have no shame.
I wouldn't.
I actually wouldn't. I would way rather do that than buy a knockoff handbag.
Yeah, same.
Call us corrupt.
Yeah. Or, I think it's a bit of a double standard. But
we're all flawed.
Yeah. Luxury home decor. Now, okay.
I wrote this down.
Okay.
Crockery. I know you would.
I don't agree.
I'm not buying Hermes plates ever.
I think I would buy them. I would. You know what? I wouldn't buy the throw because everyone and their dog has one of those throws.
I was actually thinking that when I was writing my list. I was like, I don't want the Hermes pillows or the throw.
Yeah.
Because you know what? There are also some people who've just made them on Etsy. And I don't want anyone ever thinking that that's not real.
My mum has Versace plates. Or at least she tells us they're Versace plates. And I'm not 100% sure.
Are you allowed to use them?
I think we've used them before, but honestly, it's not often.
Like, because that's my thing of like the Friends skit when Monica's got like her best plates and everyone's terrified to even like cut their meat on it. And then like Chandler breaks them all. I think it's him. Don't correct me. I just don't want something that I'm that precious over. And like, and it's a set. And then if one breaks, you're ruining a set.
Mm-hmm.
All of that stuff. I kind of just want, you know, I know I'd be there when someone's just like, or I don't even use it for soup and hope someone's, I don't know. I just.
You've got to use it around the right company. No, I'm being serious.
Of course. But the issue, like, I even think of my mum loves to like really scoop her plate.
So your mum
like she would not be allowed.
That's fine. You only pull them out when your mum's not around. That's like I don't even really own anything that's nearly as expensive as that when it comes to crockery. But I know now, and I've learned my lesson, that my other half is not allowed to use our champagne flutes. I tell you that. I've hidden them. I bought backups. I bought backups and they are still in the box.
Oh my God, I love it.
Because I can't deal with the heartache.
You can't be trusted.
So he would not be anywhere near my Hermes crockery, my Versace. So you would buy it? Yeah, I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
And what kind of occasion would you get them out on?
A little Christmas moment. Not dinner. That's too risky. Maybe like a Christmas breakfast.
Right.
A little aperitif, you know. A dinner party, yes. Or I'd be like one of those old ladies and I'd get those little stands for my plates so I can display them in my cabinet.
That's what you would do. You would display them.
Or some people just put them directly on the walls.
Pay and display.
Yeah.
You'd be like one of those Spanish bungalows with just plates on the walls.
Yes, that would be my house. Yeah. Have you, okay, tangent. Have you on, again, TikTok, the traveler community.
I don't think we have the same for you page.
It doesn't come up a lot, but it's come up a couple times. The traveling community,
right,
of like Irish descent, and the girlies who obviously they set up home very young, so they've got their own trailer and they decorate.
Where are you going with this?
So I'm getting there. So you know, they love the glamour.
Yeah.
I've seen a number of girls, and I think it's culturally, like, when they're doing up their plates, they buy really expensive plates, and their places are immaculate.
Yeah.
And they've got their cabinets, like how your grand used to. You've got cabinets, you've got your plates, you've got your crockery, and then when it's Christmas, they decorate it to the nines, like little Santa Clauses, and like, honestly, impeccable. But they have an appreciation for tea sets.
Right.
And I'm not talking any tea, so I'm talking about like the Wedgwoods,
the
whole collection, you know. And these girls are like in their early 20s, and I'm like, wow, there is a market for these things. And I think I would probably have to take a leaf out of their book and like learn how to. And you see them like spraying all their stuff and cleaning it once a week. And
I think I'm too clumsy. That might be
you keep saying you're clumsy, but you really aren't that clumsy, Scarlett.
I have broken quite a few things. I think it's also, I like to have things I'm not scared of breaking.
Okay.
I think like, obviously I have nice things that I want to look after, but I think everyday use things like plates, cups, wine glasses, I just kind of like, there are certain things where I just don't, obviously you've got your best. And would I have nicer cutlery for when people come over? Sure.
Yeah.
But would I have designer? Just envisioned a Chanel plate. No, I don't think I would.
Hand them down to your kids, baby, or your niece.
I just don't see the need for that for me.
Fair enough.
But on homeware,
again,
because all I can think of really is like the Hermes throw and the cushions, and it's overdone for me.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's like we're not of that level
yeah
of society, you know. So we don't.
It's overdone for me.
Yeah, I know. We only see like the most bait things online. We don't really have an appreciation for those brands that have been around for a while. Yeah. That are now, maybe they're not designer, maybe they're more heritage. The distinction is up for debate, whatever. But for us to really see things and be like, I want designer.
I would with tablecloths, table linen.
Really? What about sofas?
Designer sofa, no.
Okay.
It's a lot of work to keep a sofa nice, isn't it?
Yeah. But
cushions, maybe. But again, like I wouldn't want necessarily to. Although, you know what, saying that about the plates, some really beautiful Dior plates that got delivered to an influencer, that again, I wouldn't use them.
That's okay, you don't have to use them.
But then they're just in a display and I've got to dust them.
It's like artwork, though.
I'd rather frame a scarf.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you on that. I think that sometimes homeware is a rite of passage when people start earning a level of money and they're like, right, I don't want to get, I've already got the car, I've already got a nice house. Now I need to fill it with things that are almost like a bit too ostentatious.
Yeah, and I get that. And like, come find me when I'm a millionaire and see my house full of, you know, a few different sets. This is the Hermes, this is the Dior.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't see that ever trumping a different purchase.
Okay. It's low on the list. Mm. Fair enough. Next one is high-end vacuum cleaners. So companies such as Dyson sell vacuums or Hoovers for as much as £1,000. Dyson also with their air apps, with all of that stuff. Yeah, what do you think?
I'm an owner of an air app, so.
Are you?
Yeah. I do think my hair looks this good. I've had an air app for 3 years.
Oh my God, Scarlett, you were like first adopter.
I got it really near the start. Like a girl at my work genuinely converted me. And I was like, I'm getting that.
Wow.
Because it basically, like, I've got naturally quite flat hair and it just kind of creates a blow dry.
Mm.
I just love it. It's great.
I thought maybe you would like, because I know that you blow dry your hair, but I didn't know it was an air wrap. Yeah. I thought you blow dry your hair.
It's an air wrap. Oh, wow. And I love it. I, like, it's the only hair styler I use. Hoover. I have a Shark Hoover. It's like the levels down from a Dyson.
Yeah, but that's still.
I got it on like a Prime day. That's coming from someone.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Who's like, I've used a terrible Hoover and it used to spit out pine cones from the Christmas tree.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I'm getting a good Hoover.
Yeah.
And it lasts. These things last.
I think vacuum cleaners are
alternatives, of course.
Hoovers are tricky, I think. Mm. It's really difficult to find a good Hoover, and it's not necessarily always the most expensive ones. I have a Vax one, it's rubbish, it's conked out already. Yeah, after like less than a year. I might have to just get like the Henry. Yeah. Tim is like bang on this Henry thing. And I was like, I've had a Henry growing up, and if you want your walls to go every time you try go through the house with big old Henry.
Yeah.
That's on you, but yeah.
I think this is the thing, though, is that this is like us, a big symbol of society just wanting everything to be luxe. Like, there are people, even like a Dyson fan, like the other day, like my flat gets obscenely hot and obscenely cold, mm-hmm. and there's not really much I can like do about it. Don't give me suggestions. And I was like, do I try and buy like the Dyson? It's £600 or £700. The one that does both, that heats and cools.
And like purifies the air or something.
Yeah, I don't need that. But it's more like I need some kind of a device that's going to cool this place down and heat it up. But this is also not my forever home or anything like that.
Mm.
But there's just something inbuilt in us now that we all want like the best thing for the job, or like the originator. And I think that's what like the Air app was a bit. It took a while also for companies to catch up with the Air app. I'll admit that.
Mm.
It was like the first of its kind. It looks after your hair still, like all of this stuff, great technology. But like with a vacuum cleaner, like I don't know where Dyson's trumping the market on that.
I think it's over the past 20, 30, 40 years, we've seen like the diminishing of quality so that companies can get you to come mm-hmm. back and buy more and more and and as a society we realize that overall things don't last as long mm-hmm. as they used to. They're not built to last, and so we're in search of like, okay, even if I pay double for this, will it last me four times as long? And I don't want to have to come back to Argos to find a replacement anytime soon. And it's the belief of like, okay, I'm gonna, if I can, I'm not gonna buy the cheapest thing out there.
Mm-hmm.
I want something that will last me, because that is more money savvy. I think that's the train of thought people have. I want to get away from buying cheap products, which I know won't last, in search of something that will genuinely work better, that will have better quality. I know sometimes the idea of, or the excuse of better quality is often used. But I do think people crave for something that's going to work and that's going to last them.
Yeah, that was my thinking with my Hoover. I got it on a Prime Day sale. It was a great bargain. And I was like, I intend for this to last me a really long time.
Yeah, how long has it lasted you?
My Hoover, how long have I had it? About, I think I bought it as soon as my flatmate moved out. Okay, it was like, so it's been like about a year. And I was really excited to buy it. I'd had my eye on it for a few years, and it was kind of like, this is my moment. I was like, I live by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm treating myself too.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, yeah. Next one is a weird one on this list, so I'm just going to brush past it. This I think you'll agree with: ultra high end luggage.
There's only a need for it if you're flying private.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not checking in. But you know what? I even have this. Thank you for raising this. Okay. I follow influencers. So someone like Amelia Liana, she's got a really giant, like, big Birkin bag, or Kelly.
It's a travel bag.
It's the large.
Yes, what I mean. It's like
the, so she uses it as like hand luggage, or like her holdall.
Ballin'.
And I'm like, is that going under your seat?
Do you put your hand luggage under your seat? I don't.
I'm not putting in the overhead locker either.
If you're on first, you would.
But like, do you know what I mean? Like, where is your bag going? Where is your bag going? Because I don't want it rubbing.
Oh, no, because this is Povo mentality. Because when you're in first, you get a little table.
So there's somewhere nice to put it, maybe.
Yeah, of course.
But this is my issue of, like, where is it going? Are you always flying them business first?
Yeah.
I just find it really stressful, the idea of these really nice bags being put where they're going on a plane, all of that stuff. Like, but you're right. They probably have the money to be flying business and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, even,
I think a hand luggage moment, I get it.
Or like, don't. I wouldn't, not the suitcases.
I would not buy a Rimowa. Little old me, regular economy me, not buying a Rimowa to put in the whole
drawer. I already hate, like, I think I've got like a, it wasn't even like a nice suitcase, but I got a new suitcase. We only ever used to have like family suitcases.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, it gets scratched to me, like, it gets absolutely scratched and thrown around.
Yeah.
And you're trying to keep these things nice. And it's like...
Someone I follow online has a white Rimowa. She's rich. She's richer than me. And she swears blind that it's, like, really easy to clean and how they, it always, like, bounces back.
I just don't want to be stressing. Like, it's like you don't want to be gutted when you're collecting your luggage. And it's even if you've got, like, a little, like, carry-on, sometimes they check it. Like, you can't be sure. And I just think, like, I just never want to be that precious over things. I think there's that. I think that the only way you really want, like, Louis Vuitton luggage is if you're presenting it in your house. That's not, like, that's not my vibe.
And then you're a target for people to break into your suitcase. You think the people who work at the airport
I'm saying you only show it in your house, as in, like, people just use it as a decorative
table. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, you can actually get, like, pulleys and stuff that are Louis Vuitton suitcases.
But
the print of that particular brand, there are other expensive suitcase brands, but the design of them are not as iconic as Louis Vuitton, and so
just check on the rolling
and so it's so much more of a risk to have Louis Vuitton, because people are going to break into...
You can only have that as your holdall. The most you can have is the duffel holdall, whatever that's called, like the weekend bag.
But yeah. Again,
that doesn't really appeal to me.
Holding those duffels, I don't like them because it's heavy to carry that much stuff, just like...
Yeah, I'll be honest. I've been really tempted recently by getting a Neverfull.
Really?
Yeah. As a work bag.
Don't do that.
Why? No, not only this. The Czech one. I can't have the LV print.
Why a Neverfull?
I just want a work bag.
But there's like a lot of other brands that just do.
I know, but I've been really looking at different stuff, and I kind of want something that's not black. Oh. And I'm not. This may need to be a whole episode. I'm not a tan girl.
I didn't realize that.
I despise tan.
Leather?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, you know how, like, those are both seen as neutrals? Yeah. Tan is not in my wardrobe. Tan is not a neutral. I will not wear tan. If you see me wearing a tan belt, tan bag, kill me.
Okay.
It's just not my vibe. So, like, I kind of just want something that, like, if I'm wearing black, that works. But if I'm not, that works.
I see what you mean.
And I also want something that's kind of bulletproof. So, like, and I don't want Michael Kors bulletproof. I want something a bit
closer bulletproof.
I want, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to, like, there's some really nice tote bags, but it's treading, like, I don't know. I don't think I'm a Neverfull girl either. I'll be honest.
I don't think you are. I think it's going to make you a little bit. It's going to make you look like someone you're not.
I think it's going to make me look really not who I am.
Yeah.
I think it's going to make me look really prissy.
Yeah.
And like that girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not her.
And I think people misperceive you anyway.
Yes.
So, let's
not feed into the narrative.
Exactly.
But like, that's the kind of bag that I'm after. Probably not that one.
Having said that, I'm not buying one, but I've seen them around and I've been thinking, oh, maybe I need to get one. The Louis Vuitton, what are they called? Like the bowling bag.
Oh, I know you like that. I think you've said it before. The mini, is it the speedy?
The speedy, but not the mini one necessarily. But like the medium size one.
Because I can see you with that. Go on like vintage, because the straps will already be worn and they'll be a really nice colour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You don't want like that fresh, like baby pinky, like nude.
I don't mind the colour, but leather. I think it's one of those bags that's like, if you're going to like throw it around anyway, you might as well just get a second hand. I like it because I've seen some like middle-aged older women who have them and they're really worn out. They're sloppy as well. And they just seem like such a vibe. Like, it's my bag.
My mum's got an old Louis Vuitton bag.
You need to pull it out.
It's not my vibe. It's mum bag to the max.
Is it?
It's got a flap. She wore it like every day, but I'm going to have to inherit that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Luggage. Not from, like, again, if I've got that money, it's not going there.
I would buy an, I like the idea of having those, like, unusually bigger versions of designer bags. So whether it's the Speedy or the Birkin that people double up as a carry-on, I think they're quite chic, to be honest. So that, but the buck stops with like hand luggage.
Like a weekend bag.
Yeah. Not like full on big check luggage. It's a waste of money. And I'm sure people who are wealthy can appreciate that as well. That it's just, it's too risky.
And you know what you normally see is actually that really wealthy people have those like metal looking.
Yeah, the Ramawa ones.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they look like the silver and they look like they...
They look like they're on tour, you know?
Yeah, that's the ones. Yeah. What are your honourable mentions?
My honourable mention... So I think I would happily invest in anything that's an accessory.
Okay.
I think you can justify an accessory.
Okay.
Practically, like, I'm not, my head's not going to get a lot bigger. Like, my eyes, like, sunglasses, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Jewelry, like, costume jewelry, handbags. I struggle with belts. I really do.
You've been talking about belts.
I'm not a belt girl in general. But I struggle with belts also mainly because they come in black and tan.
I think you need to peek outside the normal sphere of, if you go into a store, there's lots of colours.
I know there is. But I have a real issue with if I want to wear a logo as a belt. And also I just remember like when I used to do recon in shops, I'm sure that like I saw like this Gucci belt, which obviously everyone has the Gigi belt. The buckle was just like, it felt like it was tin. It like there's no like, there wasn't weight to it. It didn't feel luxury. And I was like, this is a £500 belt. And yes, it's made of leather, but like it will be not that great quality. It doesn't need to be. It will be like seconds, or it will be a skin that like
was rejected
for a bag, or like that kind of like. But yeah, I just thought like,
have you ever been to Vista Village?
I have. Recently. I need to go recently. I need to go soon.
I think that's the answer to a lot of your problems.
But yeah, I just kind of felt like the quality was a bit off for the price. I also have an issue with whether or not I want to wear a logo. I don't want to look flashy. So I think that's where like a lot of my, I want to always remain like classy looking rather than like logo manic.
I hear you. And then another one you've got is, which reminds me of like buying school uniform for children, where you say anything, when you that say can, anything yeah, you can yeah. grow out of.
Clothing, yeah.
But it's like, would you, you wouldn't invest on clothing, designer clothing on a whole, or like specific types of clothing?
Think every day.
You wouldn't.
We've talked about this, like it doesn't make any sense. Why would I spend more money on a dress that I'm gonna wear once or twice? But I would.
Yes.
Would I maybe invest, okay, like summer dresses, day dresses? Yeah, maybe. But again, I just find the price of it insane.
I think it depends on like your level of designer, because there are certain brands like that are, now hear me out, you might not like Michael Kors bags, yeah, but their clothing is a bit better.
Sure. Yeah.
When you see their runways, you're like,
for sure, there are levels, yeah. But there are just some dresses that are like £500+.
Yes.
And I just struggle with that.
But this is the thing. I can envision myself, if I was wealthy enough, I'd be on the outlet. I'd be getting my Zimmermann.
Oh, God, of course, yeah.
My Tory Burch's, my, you know, getting those, like, sundresses, whatever, cocktail dresses, and, like, investing in some cool things that I would like to think I'd be wearing it a lot.
Yeah.
But then you're right. Then you think, oh, will I put on all this weight? Maybe I should buy a bigger size and then grow into it.
It's like, I don't know, it just feels, but it might be the fact that like we've grown up with like, you get your blazer size too big and you buy a coat just
in year seven, like, and then you use that same blazer until you're in year like 13.
And I think sometimes it's maybe just making your peace with, I'm spending this money and maybe I'm only going to wear this once or twice, like maybe making your peace with that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's just then like the washing standards of it all. Like it's just everything that comes with owning that is not the lifestyle I uphold right now. I was gonna say knitwear maybe, but I think I've moved out of my knitwear phase.
Oh, okay. Designer knitwear, everyone was on the multicolored Loewe loose knit jumper.
I think knitwear is very trend-based sort of still. Like,
so
I think the knitwear I would be interested in is like, oh, you don't see that anywhere else. I wouldn't be buying like a really nice black cashmere jumper from. I would be getting like the Miss Sony. That's a really clever way. Piece. I would be getting statement, and then that's too fickle.
Mm, yeah.
What's on your no-go list?
What else wouldn't I buy? There wasn't a lot. Really,
I mean, you would buy, I wouldn't everything. Buy.
I just think everything in moderation.
What wouldn't I buy?
I think all the things that I wouldn't buy have kind of been mentioned on the list already. I like the idea of having special things and surrounding yourself with special things and things that you couldn't necessarily have before, and now you can have them and have an appreciation for being able to buy more designer things. But I just think that whatever you buy, make sure you love it.
Yeah, and I think also like this is why I wouldn't buy the crockery, because I'd save it for best. And I'm a real big believer in like, if you buy something, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, for sure, for sure.
That's your hard-earned money.
Yeah. Before this episode ends, I have to update you that I bought some outdoor Crocs, which are not Crocs. Yeah, I know, curveball.
They're not the boot ones.
No, well, the Croc boots.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few iterations.
There's some new ones.
There's some real stressful. So you got some outdoor rubber shoes.
Yes, they're Adidas.
I thought you were about to say, you know, they're not like those Nike slip-on Air Forces.
No, but there's a part of me that kind of likes them, but no, they're not those. But no, these are rubber. They're like a seafoam green colour. I'm scared that they'll come and they'll look like gnome shoes.
What was your need for outdoor Crocs?
For the days and the occasions that I need to just pop out, but I don't want to put on real shoes. So, like, for example...
Because trainers are so hard.
No, because like, we're doing up the house, for example. I live in Crocs inside the house. Mine are destroyed. They are horrible looking. Yeah. And sometimes when I just want to go to Tesco Express, around the corner...
Your dirty Crocs.
Dirty Crocs, because then I have... You know what? Normally, I'm the sort of person, we don't allow outdoor shoes in the house. Yeah. We're a shoes off household.
Yeah.
In this scenario, we can't be like that. But I have this thing where I can't wear my indoor Crocs, no matter how bad they are, outside in the street where there's like piss and shit and all that stuff. And then bring it back into my house.
Have you worn them in the garden and then back in the house?
Of course I have.
Yeah, there you go.
This is my garden though.
Where the foxes piss and shit. No, I get you. And then I try and be good with stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there are lazy days.
And then it's like, when I leave my house to come to your house, it's like, really, do I need real shoes?
No. No, you don't.
Because I just get in the car and I just come out.
You're going to wear your special Crocs.
If I like them, you'll see them next time. If they look like gnome shoes, I'll return them.
Right.
I saw them online and actually my sister shared a picture.
Did you buy designer Crocs?
What do you mean designer Crocs? Like the Balenciaga ones?
Yeah.
You know what? Great segue. Because my sister bought a knockoff version of them. And honestly, she showed me over video call and it was like, oh my God, be still my heart. Really? Amazing.
Right.
I'm embarrassed to admit.
The high heel one?
Yes. know.
Oh, wow. She bought
it. She bought it for like £20 or something. And they're the higher one. And I was like, you know what?
It's not a vibe.
It's great. So, would I buy designer Crocs?
You would, if money allowed.
Well, when you say designer Crocs, what are we talking about? Like Balenciaga?
No, not like their version.
Okay.
So say Balenciaga, whoever, Dior, Louis Vuitton.
They did a collab.
Did a collab, created a shoe that looks like a Croc, but it's theirs.
Yeah, I would.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. You just wanted to clear that up.
The same way, and I know this collaboration was slightly better, Birkenstock Manon and Blahnik, great collection.
If that was cheaper, I would have got myself.
You know what? I'm tired of small runs. I'm tired of, like, you have to get in there and get involved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why can't they just make those shoes?
Yeah. And have it as a... I really liked those, like, velvet ones.
Mm. I know. So, yeah, I would buy novelty Crocs for sure. Yeah. So that's another thing I'd buy. Anyway, let us know what you think. What are no-goes when it comes to spending thousands of pounds on designer items? What's on your list? Let us know. You can contact us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You can email us as well. But anyway, we'll see you next week, guys. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.